We're all souls having a human experience. That experience is a journey, and each journey is unique. It's through our experiences that we come together and unite. Join soul-led author, podcaster, Reiki practitioner, healer, teacher, and shepreneur, Kristen Aurelia, as she shares insights, wisdom, and knowledge with listeners. This show is dedicated to understanding the complex layers of human behavior. Each episode will continue to illuminate pathways and spark soulful journeys. After all, we are all children of God, one collective consciousness trying to survive the human experience.
Hello, and welcome to the Surviving the Human Experience podcast. My name is Kristen Aurelia, and I will be your host. I'm humbled and blessed that you have chosen to be part of the SheWise family, and I'm thrilled to be part of your journey. I've dedicated my life to studying, observing, and understanding the many complex layers of human behavior. My experiences, both academic and personal, have shaped my journey, pushing me to share insights, wisdom, and knowledge through my show, literary works, and through community engagement. This channel is a uniquely created space for exploration of topics for all things human experience related. Each episode is specifically designed to explore and discuss topics that play a role or have an impact on our human experience. Topics span from health and wellness, self-discovery, life experiences, personal growth, healing, and so much more. So join us as we embark upon the journey of awareness, education, information sharing, knowledge, wisdom, and exploration as we continue to evolve and become SheWise. Now for the disclaimer. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I am a fellow human being having a human experience and sharing information and findings along my journey. The views and insights shared by myself and guests on the show are the sole thoughts, feelings, opinions, and experiences of those expressing them. You are encouraged to research guests on the show to learn more about their credentials and philosophies as part of your understanding of viewpoints expressed. I am not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. So with that, let's jump into today's show. Today on the Surviving the Human Experience podcast, we have a very special episode for our listeners. We are here with Terry Ann Russell. Terry Ann is a gifted clairsentient and clairaudient soul who is a quantum activator, Violet Flame 4.0 creator, intuitive healer, and author. Her first book, From Death to Life, The Incredible True Story of Anthony Joseph, was written just 4 months after the passing of her middle son, Anthony. She is currently finishing a series of books, the first one, Reaching for You, a workbook for spiritual transformation with Mother Mary, is a crystalline light series that shares a deep connection with Mary through transmissions that help you heal your heart and align you with your higher self. When she's not writing, she's teaching about opening your spiritual gifts and attending speaking engagements and book signings. So welcome to the show, Terry Ann.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, I feel honored to be here with you and sit amongst your energy. I just knew when you popped up into my awareness that there was something big that was coming through this relationship that we're going to gain. So I'm very excited to share with your listeners today and be here with you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your time with us. And I'm excited to have you on the show as well. There's so much to cover with our listeners about raising our frequency of the planet and showing others that you can heal yourself by releasing old patterns, thoughts, and beliefs. So we're going to dive into all of that today. But first, I want to start with you sharing with our listeners, you have such a vast background and experience across the spiritual space, and your works and teachings have been profoundly affecting the lives of those whom you've encountered and work with. So can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and your gifts so they can become familiar with you?
Absolutely. I, like many, began my spiritual transformation. Oh gosh, I was probably almost 40 years old. I was always intuitive as a child, but it scared me and I shut it off for many, many years. Like I would have premonitions and visions and I would push them away. I didn't want to see what I was seeing. Or as a child, I actually thought I was making bad things happen. So like, say I saw a car accident and then I would see that it happened. I thought as a child that that was something that I was making happen because I thought about it.
Right.
So it scared me a lot. And I turned it off for many, many years. In 2008, my life was shifting and changing. I had gotten pregnant at 40 after having my first baby at 21. So he was 19 and I was having a baby at 40.
Oh, I love it.
It changed my life. And I was in a really harsh, controlling domestic violence relationship for many years that I didn't recognize that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Early on, I believe that that controllingness and all of that, that made him care about me, right? That meant that he cared where I was and what I was doing.
Yes.
Because of the beliefs that I had at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then my daughter was born and she was born sick. And it required my faith in God again to be tested,
mm-hmm.
and ask, why am I here? Why are you doing this to me? Like, you know, I waited till 40 to have this baby girl after having three boys. Like, why? So I questioned my faith a lot during that time. And my life changed with the birth of her.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that our children are our biggest teachers.
They are. That's so true.
So at 40, that's what it was. And she actually saved my life. My ex-husband tried to kill me. He attacked me and was choking me. And she screamed and she saved. So she was 3 years old at the time. So she saved my life. When I talk about she saved my life, literally, she saved my life. We broke up. Everything changed so quickly, but she was very sick still. And so I was on my own at 40 years old for the first time in over 20 years, mm-hmm. and raising a sick baby. And traditional medicine had failed us. You know, she was bleeding internally by then. For over 3 years, she bled internally. She's been to every doctor across the country, specialists everywhere. And nobody knew what was wrong with her. They didn't want to do another surgery on her intestines because they were afraid she was so tiny, so frail that she would die.
Yeah.
And again, I was here forced to dig into my faith, mm-hmm. and ask, what is this? Like, what is this all about? And I turned to Reiki because, mm-hmm. I had no other alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Blood transfusions saved her life. She had over 40 blood transfusions. Wow. They saved her life. Without those, she would not be alive. Mm-hmm. So I do believe in the meshing of Western and Eastern medicine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But for her, Reiki is what saved her life. Reiki is what transformed both of us. So very selfishly, I began the Reiki journey. And I went through level one and two rather quickly. And I began doing Reiki on her. And within a year, she was healed. She has had no blood transfusions. It's been 7 years. She's 14 now.
Wow.
She's had no blood transfusions. Her hematologist, oncologist, they finally discharged us about a year ago.
Wow.
So they were amazed and they did not believe what I was doing. And I was like, well, you have provided no answers for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out on my own and I did what I could do, but I could feel the difference in the shifts and changes within both of us. Cause I believe Reiki does that, right? Reiki,
yes.
I'm giving, but I'm also receiving at the same time.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was, and since then I remarried, I met a wonderful man. We're together 10 years. In that period, about 5 years in, my son passed away suddenly.
Mm.
A similar condition to what my daughter had.
Mm.
His pancreas became necrotic. It wrapped around his spleen and he bled to death. He was misdiagnosed. He was 27. When I say that there is no other pain of that, of losing a piece of you, because our children, right, they come out of us. We are the portal for what they exist.
Yes.
And it's so hard to put into words, but how I feel now is that piece of me is in another realm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there will always be a piece of me somewhere else.
Right.
So I have a really difficult time. Part of my lesson and journey has been to learn to navigate being on Earth,
mm-hmm.
but also having a piece of me that exists somewhere else.
Yeah.
So this entire lifetime that I've had has been full of experiences that have been laden with pain. And it really required me to dig deep into why was this happening and what I had contracted to do in this lifetime. Because as a child and as growing up, I always felt like there was something more that I needed to do with my life. So I knew I wanted to be a mother. I those things were easy. But I've always felt there was a missing piece of something. And when Anthony left, he revealed to me the true purpose of what it was that would be required of me. Because I needed to stay here. I needed to do the work, and he was that other piece of me that would help me navigate that journey.
Wow. That's a lot. And that's heavy. That's heavy. And it's incredible how sometimes we have to go through these different experiences that are so painful, as you said, and hurt so much to unwrap the gifts that allow us to help heal others and help do our mission that's here. Sometimes it doesn't make sense at first, and it's awesome when you've got somebody on the other side who can help you navigate and walk through that, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. My next question for you. So I recently finished your book, From Death to Life, The Incredible True Story of Anthony Joseph. And I was very touched by your story. Anthony Joseph, I could tell, is truly a special soul. And it's beautiful that he continues to do his work through you and with you, because it is a tag team effort, right? So he's sharing information and messages, and you're carrying them out here on earth, which is incredible. It's truly my belief that our loved ones never truly leave us. As I went through, navigated some of that myself, trying to go through grief process and understand why certain things happen, I had to understand that they change form. And when I was able to kind of connect that in my brain, it helped relieve some of the physical pain that I felt in losing people through life. And I never thought I'd get there because I had always been afraid of death. But your story resonated so much and aligned so much with the story, you know, that you and I share and my end losing my brother, but watching my mother go through something very similar to what you experienced. And so I think the loss of a loved one can be so heavy and unbearable to people to comprehend. I mean, it's just, how do you have a piece of you leave, right, and still continue to carry on? So I just wanted you to take a moment to share with our listeners how you were able to move through such a tragic event. Because as we go to these different events and as we've talked to others and they read, you know, Mom wrote the book, Journey to the Awakening, that her awakening began with my brother's passing. And so people come to us all the time, and it's always helpful and comforting to share with others, like, what's the secret formula? How do you get through it? Because, you know, we got the 5 stages of grief. Cool. We can go to the therapist. We can do all of the normal stuff, you know, that we've been taught to do. But from a spiritual space, how were you able to move through that tragic event?
It was difficult, you know, even knowing what I knew then, because I was a medium, I was working in Sedona already at the time, but being a medium does not even compare to then connecting with your own child now. He came in quickly, bam, right away. I was not ready for that. I didn't want to hear from him. If I heard from him, that meant he was dead. And at that point in my life, I was not believing that he was gone. I could not believe, I could not even fathom that he could be deceased. And I had never known anybody that had lost a child at that point in my life. And so I've connected with hundreds of women now who have lost children. And it's amazing to me their resilience continue on after such a tragic experience. For me, it was what I wasn't expecting was the physical aspect of grief. You know, I had lost grandparents. I wasn't naive to what death was.
Right.
But I wasn't aware of the physicality of it. I felt like somebody was sitting on my chest. I felt like somebody had ripped my heart out of my chest and I could barely breathe. So for me, knowing what I know about Reiki, I was able to lift some of that heaviness from my chest because it was so painful to even take a breath, to go on, to do anything. It took every ounce of what I had to be able to move through that experience. And I had him in spirit. He was my lifesaver. You read the book. He says, I cannot do this for you, but I can help you because you're with grief. Your frequency drops so low.
Mm-hmm.
So I was suicidal. I was not going to stay here without my child. Like there was no way I was making deals with whoever I had to make deals with to just go and be where he was.
Right.
So I knew, and I could tell the difference between the darkness because I know spirit. I know how spirit feels and I know how spirit speaks.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was the darkness. Right. But I was okay because I was like, I'm going, you know, I'm not staying here. It's too painful for me. That was like the one thing, like I was so strong throughout my entire life. And now this was the thing that was going to pull me under.
Right.
So I needed him in our contracts. I needed him to be here to help me raise my frequency so that I could then see the difference. What was it that I needed to do while I'm here? Because I also now still had a 9-year-old daughter at the time. She was only 9 when he passed.
Mm-hmm.
I knew from my past life experience that I do and the work that I do that I had taken my own life and another life.
Mm.
I knew that now coming back in this life, it would be required that I stayed and that I would have somebody that would require me to stay.
Mm.
So she was another piece of that intricate contract that I talk about when we're making those contracts before we come here. But my faith was tested. I had to go back into what it was, my faith in God. You know, God must have done this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been some huge reason that this has occurred. And what is it for me? So it took me a while to navigate those waters. Writing the book was very cathartic for me. I found it to be very cathartic and healing, expressing some of those deep, dark feelings. And if you read it, it's very raw. It's very emotional.
Yes.
People have reached out to me and they said, you know, that's the way I felt. I couldn't express. You express it so easily. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't know what that was, what I was feeling. So expressing that for me helped lift some of that heaviness from my heart.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Those are some really great tools. Like you said, there's so many people out here who are grieving the loss of children. And I don't know, maybe it's because there's more awareness once you lose a child or once you lose a sibling, you start to see more people show up, but it just seems like it's happening so much more. And it's not typically the natural order of things. And the way you just see people struggle out here, it's like, if there's a way to help ease some of that pain and help people navigate it, I just, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to write the book either. I'm not a writer. He went to college. He has a bachelor's degree in communications and journalism.
Yeah.
I'm not a writer. I don't use that side of my brain.
Well, he helped you. He said, you're going to be a writer today, Mom. You're going to help people all over the world heal from grief.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, we're going to go to a quick break and then we're going to come back because we still have more questions.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com. Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
Right. So welcome back. So in your writings, you also touched on soul contracts. I can remember first becoming aware of soul contracts as I was going through a very tough part of my healing journey. And I think I was reading a book from Caroline Miss at the time. And I was sitting in the tub and I'm reading and I'm flipping through and I'm like, soul contracts, what in the world? And I was a little shocked. I'm like, apparently I didn't read the fine print as I signed on to this thing, because I don't know who would have signed up for the craziness that I decided to experience here on this earth. Because it's been nothing but craziness for me as well. So sounding very similar to your story. But can you share with our listeners what soul contracts are? Because I think it's something that people aren't necessarily aware of. And it's something that we need to increase awareness on. It's food for thought. Not everybody's going to believe in it. Not everybody's going to think it's a real deal. But I'd love for you to share a little bit about soul contracts.
Absolutely. So soul contracts are agreements, and they serve as a guideline for our human journey. Me too. When I first heard, I was like, what? I signed up for this. I would have never signed up for this. And then when he told me this again, and I was like, no, who would sign up for this? Why would I sign up for something like this? But it's true. And what I've found through my work that I do with past life regression is our soul contracts are very intricate. They're the people that we come in with. Sometimes they're karmic. In my instance with my ex-husband, it was a karmic relationship. There was something that we needed to learn. My ex-husband has since passed within the last year. Mm-hmm. Our karmic contract ended. And it entangled my daughter within it. And it ended at this time. And he left. My question was, did I do the work that I needed to do so that I would not return with him again? Mm-hmm. That was a huge piece of it for me, because the karmic aspect of it, it was a difficult process to go through for 20 years mm-hmm. In that type of relationship. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that I had done the work.
Yes.
And I hope to pray to God that I have done the work necessary so that I don't. But I feel that I did mm-hmm. because the way he left, the timing that he left, the circumstances that surrounded everything. Mm-hmm. And he has since told me, yes, absolutely, I'm sorry for everything that I've done. It was part of what we were learning. And so through this experience now with him passing, I've learned that even somebody like him, mm-hmm. even the pain and suffering that he caused me was part of that soul contract, right? He taught me tremendous lessons that I would have needed to learn while I'm here so that I could grow into the person that I was supposed to become. And I could not have learned that without him.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of changing what that thinking was around hating him mm-hmm. and asking, you know, what was it in me that attracted somebody like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what were my wounds so deeply that I attracted somebody like that?
Mm-hmm.
So they play out in our life. And, you know, it's when you look back at it and you can have this, Anthony always talks about this higher perspective of being, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We see it and he shares the owl, this higher perspective he's showing from a bird's eye view as looking at it. Yes, he caused pain and suffering, but yes, there was a purpose to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony's leaving caused pain and suffering, but there was beauty to come from that pain and suffering, and the work that I was going to do
mm-hmm.
was going to be required of me that I walk through that fire before that I could speak to others about my experiences. I would need to have experienced them.
Right. Right. Oh, wow. Whew, yeah. Soul contracts. We all need to read them and understand them well before we drop down on the face of this earth, for sure. It's like getting that credit card, right? And you don't read the fine print. You're like, you just sign here. And then you get there and you're like, what in the world? We all agreed mm-hmm. from a space of love to come down and teach each other these things in such malicious ways. Okay. Yeah. It can be interesting, but I agree. When I really dissected the soul contracts and really started thinking about the different experiences that happened and the players, I look at it almost like a play, right? It's like,
yes.
We agreed up here in this time and space to say, I'm going to help you come learn this lesson. And you're like, thank you. I love you for that. And then you get down here and you're like, this is not nice. should we talk about this? Like, is this Shakespeare? Like, what's happening here? But when I started looking at it through that lens, I noticed you can kind of take some of the emotion out of it and the pain that comes with some of the experiences and say, okay, just like you said, there were lessons to be learned, message received, lesson received and understood. And if you don't listen the first time, you get to experience it twice. I did learn.
Yes.
That. Yeah. I can remember the therapist saying after my first divorce, this is narcissism. If you don't learn it, you get to do it again. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I have a psychology degree and I didn't understand narcissism. They didn't teach you that. I definitely understood after the second experience. I was like, got it. Learned two lessons. I'm good. No more in that school. I'm okay. So those lessons do repeat themselves if we don't pay attention the first time. So it's very important, I think, for people to stop and kind of process things as they happen to them in more than just a, oh, that happened to me, or getting into that victim mode. It's like, okay, dissect it. Why did it happen? What was the purpose of it? And know that it's a building block to get you where you're going. And then it's a little more palatable. So, okay. So as humans, we often become subject to conditioning, social norms, conformity, and many other societal pressures that mold and shape who we are and who we become. So your works have been focused on releasing old programs, thoughts, and beliefs in an effort to elevate the human experience. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that means when you're saying old programs, and how do they show up, and how do you release them?
Yeah, great question. So old programs, beliefs, doubts, fears, a lot of times they are part of what that is we're going to learn while we're here. So our immediate family also brings in this conditioning to help us through that. It's my belief that we all have them, and they're just not from this lifetime. They're from other lifetimes. They're from generational. So it travels down through your generations. Mm-hmm. When I started learning and training for all of these things I was going through that I was going to help people with, generational ancestral healing became a huge aspect of it. Because you cannot look at your parents and your grandparents from these different generations and not see that they grew up in a totally different time period than we did. Yes. And they carry, and I'll just use the simple explanation of, say, money. Mm-hmm. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, and nobody's going to give it to you for free.
Yeah.
Things like that. Those thoughts or those thoughts that they're projecting onto you, mm-hmm. you then grow up saying, so you become a mother and you start saying these things to your children. And finally you realize, well, that's not really true. Or yes, money is made of paper and paper comes from trees.
Right. So it does grow on trees, darn it.
How could that statement even be not true?
Yeah, right.
And you see, so because I have older children, my oldest is 33 and my youngest is 14. I was not awakened nor aware when I started having children. Mm-hmm. So I saw the difference as I was starting to raise them and as they became teenagers and what that really meant. And it was like, I had those old programs and thoughts from my parents, mm-hmm. right? That very strict Catholic upbringing mm-hmm. that we talked about. I brought those into my older children. So I apologize still to this day that my older children had the unhealed version of their mother.
Right.
That was part of our contract. You know, I try to explain it in very simplistic terms. That was part of our contract because my children are also very different. My oldest is an atheist, so okay. he doesn't even believe in anything. So I can't even talk to him about
it. Right. Right. Thinks you're off your rocker. Yes.
Absolutely. So I just let it be what it is, you know,
uh-huh.
but cellularly, we also carry those things within our DNA. So even if we're working on the thoughts that we have ourselves, it's cellularly within your DNA, within your physical body from past lives. Mm-hmm. And so when I started to learn that, I started to look at, okay, well, what is the disconnect that I have here? Because I was a human having these experiences. I also studied psychology in college. Mm-hmm. I was very interested in the brain and the intricacies of how the brain works. But what does that have to do with the body and the soul then? Because I was missing those pieces. Mm-hmm. And so the work that I did brought me through learning more about the body and the soul and the mind and how they are all connected. Mm-hmm. And it's not just one or the other. We can't just work on our mind and think, okay, well, I can flip it and I can reframe it and that then it changes. No, because then it could still be cellularly that you hold it. It could still be ancestral, generational. So you have to dig deeper into what that is. And that's a lot of what my second book, Reaching for You with Mary, talks about. It talks about going into those deeper, darker places mm-hmm. that none of us want to go into mm-hmm. that we hold within us. And we have to look at what that is also. Otherwise, we can't truly heal because it is the Trinity, the mind, the body, and the soul.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Awesome. Well, we are going to go to our second break and then we're going to come back and do some final questions and wrap up.
Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. So we've covered so far quite a bit. We covered a little bit about you and your gifts. We've talked about your book and processing grief and loss of a loved one. We've talked about soul contracts. We've talked about releasing old programs. So now I just want to talk about some actionable steps or techniques that someone could do to begin to release those old programs. I know they need to get your book to go through the whole process, right? But if somebody's brand new to this and they're just kind of having that aha moment and they're like, ooh, I might have some old programs here. You've just woken me up. What would you say that they should personally, start with, and what's worked for you?
I'd say probably first would be to start with your brain. You know, learning through psychology and knowing what I know now, the reframing. You know, when I first started this journey, I really thought I was a positive person. And as I started to go through psychology classes, I paid attention to the thoughts that I was having. And I learned that I was not very positive. The way I would speak to myself was not really nice. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if I could speak to myself like this, you know, what does that do to myself? Like, what if I said that to my children? How would that make them feel?
Right.
But yet I sit here and I talk to myself this way. So mm-hmm. how can I change what that is? And I created like what I call the three C's, right? So you have to catch it, you have to challenge it, and then you have to change it. So catching it is like just really catching that thought as it comes in. Mm-hmm. It's just being aware, because when I started to pay attention to it, it was like, oh, I don't talk very nicely to myself. Right. And then challenging it is it really true? Right. Is it really true that I'm stupid? It's not really true.
Right.
You know, I may have done some silly things throughout my life, but I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. And then to change it. And so how do you flip that script then to be able to change what that is? Mm-hmm. And if you start to pay attention to those thoughts, you can see, like, even like taking a lid off the jar, you may say, oh my God, I'm so stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't I get this lid off the jar, right? Why can't I get this to work? I should be able to figure this out. We're really hard on ourselves.
Yes.
And that's a lot of that conditioning again, that comes from those upbringings or past lives. So, but starting with the brain and working on sort of starting to reframe those thoughts you're having, catching them what they are. Mm-hmm. I really call it unlearning. We are learning to unlearn.
I love that. No, I love that, because I think that's so true. And I could remember on my healing journey, one of the biggest things that came out, especially when I started working in the with energy healers, they're like, your negative self-talk is horrible. And I'm like, what do you mean? What are you doing in my brain? Get out of there. Right. Because I'm like, it's been what I say all of my whole entire life. That's normal, isn't it? And you get used to it. And it's like you were saying, and I wrote about that too in one of my books, I share that you're your best friend. So think about what you say to yourself. Would you say it to your best friend? If you wouldn't say it to your best friend, then what in the world are you doing? And then you peel back the onion and you're like, okay, it goes back to the limiting beliefs. It goes back to, at some point in some place of your life, you accepted some thought or something that was projected on you and you allowed it to become part of you. And then you just carried it with you. And it's like, we need to take those burdens away. We need to release that because it starts with you. And if you're not willing to do the work for yourself, then, you know, how do you heal and how do you release those old programs? And most of the time we're not even aware of them because they've become so much a part of us that we don't think twice about it. It's like you said, I can imagine like even things like, oh my gosh, I'm not enough. Why do I deserve to be loved? Why should somebody love me? And then you find yourself in these crazy, unhealthy, toxic relationships because self-love wasn't up here. It was down here. And maybe that's one of those lessons that, you know, we needed to learn. But yeah, undoing those old programs is huge. So I love your three C's. I think that's a very actionable formula for people who are process oriented or trying to figure out like, what's the process? How do I get there? I love that. So that's a very, very useful tool that could be, you know, added into your routine. So for our listeners looking to start, that's where we need to start, the three C's for sure. And then of course, get Terry Ann's book, because that has much more information and that will take you even further. So, well, I know we're coming to the end. If you had one message that you could share with our listeners, what would it be? I know. It's a tough one.
It really is. I would say it really goes back to healing your heart. A lot of the work that I do today is healing the heart based, because if we cannot heal that heart, the pain, the suffering, we can't go through, because that heart also holds a brain in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart, we've not been taught that. So if you can heal your heart, you can change your world. That would be my message.
I love that. That's beautiful. And so many of us need to work on that aspect. And and have gone through a lifetime of pain or suffering and have learned how to put up the walls, right? And to protect ourselves and to not fully get to experience that piece of being a human, which is all about love. So that's a beautiful message. So can you share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about your literary works? Where can they find your books? Where can they find you? Where can they connect with you if they're interested in any of your services, learning about past love, lives, Reiki, anything like that. So any information you can share with the listeners, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. So my books are available on Amazon. They're available on Kindle as well. Okay. I can share the links with you if you want to share them.
I'll put them on my page.
Thank you. Yes. CarrieAnnRussell.as.me is where you can find all of my services. I have such a vast background in many things. Sometimes people get overwhelmed with all of the services that I offer, but I can't just narrow it down to one thing. So CarrieAnnRussell.as.me. And then I'm also back at the Sedona Soul Sisters where I started when my son had passed. I'm doing remote work there, which I work on. I offer three services there, which is the Violet Flame 4.0, which is Saint Germain, and the Violet Flame Past Life Regression in Starseeds. So Starseeds is another intricate piece that I'm looking at that has expanded on my journey as well. So you can find me there. I'm on YouTube. I also have my own podcast that I've just started.
Awesome. And, congrats.
Thank you. And I'm looking to start the Healing Heart Initiative. And that's one of the messages that I'm sharing now is that we have got to heal our hearts going forward, create a new world for our children to learn how to feel deeply and connect in ways, because Anthony always says it, and he says it the best way, is that we are all connected.
Yes. I agree 100%. Well, our world sure does need that healing. As we've seen, the everything we're going through, the world is in a state of chaos, and it's because we've got so many wounded hearts walking around. So I 100% agree. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You've shared a lot. I definitely am going to have you back on because I feel like there's so many more things we have to discuss, but we can only do so much in an episode. So for our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of Surviving the Human Experience. And until next time, be well and stay blessed.
This wraps up today's episode of Surviving the Human Experience with Kristen Aurelia, the show where all things human experience related come together and are explored. Join us on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Episodes will be archived on the Surviving the Human Experience Dream Vision 7 radio network website page and will also be accessible at shewisepublications.com. That's SHEWISE publications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.